four under
double
with
bogey
one to play
15, Charlie Hoffman.
As well, yeah. So there you go. So that's an update.
And Scott finished at three under, Jim.
Yeah, so all that coming up next hour. Time now for the news. But Royce Simmons, our legend of the game. Also, for you Dragons fans, Josh McCrone after that big win at Lotto Land.
Arthur Stevens, after yesterday paying tribute to the bonds of mateship and sacrifice Australia and Papua New Guinea forged in the Second World War, Malcolm Turnbull today will turn his attention to business ties. The Prime Minister wraps up his official visit to PNG this morning. This year marks the 75th anniversary of the Kokoda Track campaign. Mr. Turnbull laid a floral wreath at the Irasava Memorial and honoured Australia's war dead at the Bamana War Cemetery yesterday. He's addressed an Australian Papua New Guinea Business Council breakfast in Port Moresby this morning before he flies out to India. Police in Sweden have found a device in the truck that was used in a drive-through attack in Stockholm. Police say they found a bag in the truck with a device, although they also say they can't as yet confirm what it is publicly.
We have found something in the truck, where in the driver's seat, a technical device which should not be there. I cannot at this stage say that this is a bomb or some sort of flammable material.
Meanwhile, the Uzbek man arrested in relation to the attack is suspected of being the driver of the truck that killed four people. New South Wales Labor has claimed a win at the Gosford by-election, while the Liberal Party appears to have weathered massive swings to hang on to Manly and North Shore. Late last night, Liberal candidates James Griffin and Felicity Wilson declared victory in the Northern Sydney electorates of Manly and North Shore, despite suffering double-digit swings in both seats. Labor leader Luke Foley says the result shows an emphatic rejection of government policies, including council mergers and the gutting of TAFE. A former boss of Australia's spy agencies has been appointed to head up the federal government's watchdog for foreign investments. David Irvine will begin his five-year term as chair of the Foreign Investment Review Board from April 16th. He's the former Director General of the Australian Security Intelligence Organisation and the Australian Secret Intelligence Service. Chinese state media is cheering the meeting between US President Donald Trump and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping as one that shows the world that confrontation between the two powers was not inevitable. The official China Daily newspaper says it's encouraging to see the two-day summit that ended on Friday going as well as it could. Trump had campaigned with strident anti-China rhetoric and had angered Beijing before taking office by talking to the president of Taiwan, the self-ruled island Beijing claims as its own. Finally, the Russian cosmonaut who set a record back in the 70s by living on the Salyut space station has died. The BBC's Sasha Slichter has this tribute to Georgi Grechko.
In just a few weeks, Georgi Grechko would have been celebrating his 86th birthday. He was one of the first professional mechanical engineers to join the team of cosmonauts, who in the 60s needed only to be young, healthy and fearless. He was very soon selected to fly to the moon, but the secret program was scrapped when the Americans beat the Soviets to it. In 77, Grechko set a world record, living in space for 96 days. In the mid-80s, he flew to the Salyut station one last time, thus becoming, at 54, the oldest cosmonaut to fly into space.
This is Air News. Firstly, football, and Chelsea have re-established their 7-point lead at the top of the English Premier League with a comfortable 3-1 win at Bournemouth. Other winners overnight, Spurs, Manchester City, Liverpool, Southampton and West Ham, while Middlesbrough and Burnley played out a nil-all draw. Golf, and Jason Day's edged his way up the leaderboard at the Masters in Augusta, but the world number three admits his comeback is likely to have come too late. Taking advantage of pristine morning conditions while playing in the first group off, the 29-year-old bagged four consecutive birdies, starting in the par 3-12th and signed for a 3-under par 69, climbing back to a 3-over total. American Charlie Hoffman's jumped out to the lead at 5-under, one shot ahead of Ricky Fowler, Thomas Peters and Sergio Garcia. In league action, Melbourne are primed for their NRL Grand Final rematch against Cronulla after delivering a defensive masterclass in last round's win over Penrith. The table-topping Storm host the Premiers at Amy Park this afternoon in their first meeting since last season's heart-stopping decider. In today's other match, the Warriors host Parramatta at Mount Smart Stadium. To AFL, and Carlton have axed ex-Geelong forward Billy Smets after just two games and will unveil yet another debutant when they take on Essendon today. But the unbeaten Bombers have regained important ruckman Matthew Leuenberger, he's hocking, and Mitch Brown for the clash of traditional rivals. In other matches, St Kilda welcome back former skipper Nick Riewoldt for the game against Brisbane at Etihad Stadium, while the winless Suns have included Jared Harbrough, Brendan Matera and Braden Fiorini. for their clash with Hawthorn. Australian Independent Radio News.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By De Bortoli, of course. Here's the traffic.
Want to be coffee clever? Switch to 7-Eleven Dollar Coffee, made with freshly ground beans and how you like it. Short black, long black, latte, cappuccino. Take your pick. Good call. In Belrose, we've got a two-car accident, Forest Way at Dorse Road, affecting traffic in all directions. And if you're off to the airport, give yourself time. It's still very heavy on all approaches. M5 approach to Marsh Street and Airport Drive approach to International Terminal. And Wickham and West Botany Streets are all bumper to bumper. Get up to 45% off selected Sealy mattresses during the Snooze Huge Easter Sale. Hurry, the Snooze Huge Easter Sale is on now. It's amazing what a little snooze can do. I'm Solomon Gates, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Sydney's weather updated forecast here, Jim. Sunny morning, but patchy fog on the outer west. Then there's a high chance of showers, 80%, most likely late this afternoon, evening, even a thunderstorm out west. Heading for a top temperature of 27 degrees, though, so pretty nice day before that rain does arrive. Jim, what about at Moorebank? Moorebank, and way out west at Menindee.
Menindee, yeah. Moorebank, 18 degrees at the moment, Celsius. Maximum of 28. Looks like a bit of rain there for Moorebank as well. But Menindee, becoming windy, mostly sunny though, and a maximum temperature of 22 degrees.
Want another reason to tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central this autumn carnival?
Watch Central every Saturday for your chance to win $1,000 every week.
Head to skyracing.com.au and tune in to Sky Thoroughbred Central.
In just a few months, English Premier League giants Arsenal will play back-to-back blockbusters against Sydney's finest. On Thursday, July 13, the Gunners will battle it out with Sydney FC.
Then on Saturday, July 15, Arsenal take on the Western Sydney Wanderers.
These two thrilling games are at ANZ Stadium.
The final release of tickets is on sale now.
Some great seats still available, but get in quick. They're selling fast. Go to ticketek.com.au to secure your seat now.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week
across the Sky Racing Network.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it.
See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks worth of the man shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Ricebury.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Final hour, Roy Simmons up very shortly as our legend of the game, Trent Lanscar. We'll get a sports update from Tanya, Josh McCrone from the Dragons. Will get Dean Bulldog Ritchie with his latest in the world of rugby league, and Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons as well. So it is a very full program we have coming up. Just before we get to Royce Simmons, I know back page of today's Sun Herald, Adrian Prezenko has a story around the Parramatta Eels and the salary cap dramas. Well, the second person has been now charged with fraud. It's former CEO Scott Seawood. Scott Seawood, that's on the back of former football manager Jason Irvine being charged with fraud. I think this is the quote, Raymond, that is going to have people sweating.
Charged by the police, we should.
charged by the police, yeah. We believe there are a number of people who have knowledge of fraudulent activity, as well as those who are suspected or alleged to be involved, and we urge them to get in touch with us sooner rather than later.
Watch this space.
And they are 500,000 emails and pieces of documented evidence they have gone through, and now the charges are coming. So it will be very interesting to see the final wash-up. We may not get it for a while, but the final wash-up as to what happened out there at Parramatta during those fiascos of the salary cap drama. 1353 53, the open line number. Well, I know it's always a treat, isn't it? Because we love doing our legend of the game, and he is a man who, well, really put Penrith on the map from a rugby league point of view, didn't he? The first homegrown international, ended up playing 238 games for the Panthers, 10 tests, 10 origins, and one premiership in 1991. It's our great pleasure to have Royce Simmons as our legend of the game. G'day, Royce.
Good morning.
First of all, I've got to say, how did you enjoy the races yesterday?
Oh, it was a fantastic day, yeah. Just great to see Winks win again. I was lucky enough to get in and see him in the Cox Plate last year and the Doncaster last year, so it was great to be there again to see him win. But I did the right thing. I didn't have 20 on him. I am the world's worst punter.
You could stop Winks, you reckon, Royce, could you? I reckon
next start I could stop him if I need to.
No, she's pretty special. Hey, Royce, look, thanks for joining us this morning, and it's an honour to have you on. And being a Penrith boy, I watched you play a lot of games through the 80s. And where did the love for rugby league come from?
Well, I lived in a little town called Goolagong, which is only, it's out between Cowra and Forbes. Only about 200 people live there, and one of the people that played out there was a bloke called Barry Beef, who used to play with St. George.
Second row.
So he was a bit of a hero of the town. And a cousin of mine called Graham Simmons played lower grade footy with St. George and played a few first grade games when Ian Walsh was there. He was a hooker as well, so it was a pretty tough job to get in front of Ian Walsh. So between them two people, I've become really wrapped in rugby league. That's how I sort of kicked off.
And you went down for a trial with the Dragons, missed out, trial with South before being picked up with Penrith. So you needed to be persistent, Royce.
Well, yeah, it was no more going back. As you said, I trialled with St. George and didn't make it, then trial with South. And I don't think I was going to make it. And I was lucky enough, a bloke called Barry Rushworth, who went away the 1963 Kangaroos.
Yeah.
Really nice bloke and good footballer. Obviously played with Parramatta. With Lenny Thacker, who was coach at the time, and I played against Barry. Barry was still playing as captain coach for Lithgow when he was about 40, and he told Len that there was a player at the other Cowra that maybe do okay. So Lenny come and found me playing in a trial game for South and asked me would I come up the following week, and I said no, I'll come up tomorrow because I knew they were playing the trial the next day. So I played a couple of trials in 2 days and end up playing against George for bonus, who was the current Australian hooker the next day. So from that, Len offered me a contract for $4,000, and Penrith said they couldn't afford it. And that argument went on for about 3 weeks. To Lenny end up convincing them that I was worth $4,000. So that's how it happened.
People might remember, though, Royce, when you first came to Penrith in the grade, you primarily a lock, weren't you?
Well, I started off at hooker. But out in the bush, I also played a fair bit of rugby union. I was a halfback in the rugby union. So when I first went down to Sydney, I was struggling to win the ball. Mm-hmm. And, that was what hooking was all about.
Back scrums
then.
In those days.
Yeah. So you had to win the ball, and I was struggling to get my 50%. So, but I was playing all right, so they moved me to lock, and Jim Jones was the current hooker. So I went to lock, then a bit later on, I learned a bit more about how to win the ball and so on and so on as I got a bit more educated and so on. And then Jim ended up playing front row and I ended up hooking. So that was back in the early 80s when we didn't win too many games. Mm.
Now, you went through the tough times there, but you were made captain at age 22, I think it was. Darryl Bromer was captain of the side there. John Peard was the coach. But they obviously saw some leadership potential in you there, Royce.
Yeah, it was a bit of a shock at the time because, as you said, we had some senior players there and Big D, and it was an outstanding footballer. Everyone sees Darryl now as the funny man. I don't think they realise just how good a footballer he was.
Great ball skills, didn't he, Royce? Great ball skills.
and could, on his good shoulder, he could straighten up with defence too. But he liked his chisels and things like that. he was a funny man. So I ended up making captain, and when I sort of most of my career as a kid, I was always captain of like a cricket side or a rugby league side. Coaches must have thought of something there. Very proud to captain Penrith for so many years.
You came in at the right time, didn't you, Royce? Because I know when you first arrived, the club were easy beasts, if I use that expression. But there was something building at Penrith. In 85, the club made the finals for the first time. I think Tim Sheens was coach at the time, Royce?
Yeah, well, that was a really tough time. But, financially, things weren't going real well with the club. They put off our coach was John Peart at the time. John just finished up with us, and Tim Shams was taken over, and there was, you believe this, there was four players on contract.
Oh.
I was one of the four. They were talking about trying to get coaches and all that, and I went and seen Roger Cowan, and I said, Roger, look, if you ask my opinion, I think Tim Shams could do a really good job for us. I mean, he's a local boy. He's a very dedicated footballer himself. He knew the game. So I recommended Tim to Roger, and anyway, Roger ended up doing it. And when he took over, he had four players, and he put out a scheme where if you won, you got $1,000 for win and pay, and that's all the players were on outside four of us who were already on contract. So a young bloke like Greg Alexander come to the club, and he was on $1,000 a win. It's $1,000 a game.
And he was hot property back then too, wasn't he, Royce?
And he come in and started to play first grade virtually straight away. And all, everyone else in the side outside the four boys that were on contract were all playing for this $1,000 a game. They're all local kids that all come back, and they're all young. There was, as I said, there's Greg, but there was a lot of other good young kids and quickly followed like Johnny Cartwright and Mark Guy and Colin Vandervoort, and the list goes on, Brad Izzard, etc. And Tim did a lot of real lot of skill work back in them times to make young players better with the ball and so on. And we all enjoyed our football, and it wasn't the following year, 1985, that we made our first ever semi-final appearance.
Personal accolades coming your way as well. First Origin game, 84. You'll be happy to know you won the scrums in that one at the SCG. You lost the game, but you won the scrums. And I know that, as you mentioned, a big deal in those days. But you then win in 86, and it's a clean sweep, and you're man of the match in game one in that one. That intensity that State of Origin had, Royce, do you still appreciate what a level of football you were playing?
The speed of the game, if you look back at the State of Origin game now, even back in 1986, you still see the speed of the game. Mm-hmm. If you watch a club game back in 1986, you say, well, the current game is that much quicker and better. But the State of Origins always were, a class, pacey game. At the end of the game, you're jumpy, you just ring it out was that intense. And, I remember this particular day, I think it was in 1987. I went into a scrum, and we hadn't had the ball for quite a while, and my tackle count would have been reasonably high, I'd imagine, and the scrum broke up, and I thought and the ball went away from the scrum, and I thought I'd just have a rest for one play and just stay where the scrum was instead of getting across in the middle of a ruck. And I stayed there for one play, and they shifted the ball back at me. Peter Jackson ran around me and scored under the post.
Yeah.
I rested for one lousy play.
Yeah. So all those State good players need, isn't it?
And that was the difference playing State of Origin. Mm. You couldn't rest for one, well, it still is today. You can't rest for 1 second, one play, and any part of the game, attack or defence. Just how it is.
Extraordinary. What about in international football, Royce? That 86 Kangaroo tour, the undefeated Kangaroo team that went to England, etc. Roy Simmons and Greg Alexander become the first Penrith players to be selected on a Kangaroo tour, and that must have been a dream to play with such a tremendous football team.
Yeah, well, before the actual Kangaroo tour, I was lucky enough, as you said, we won the series 3-0 that year against Queensland, and in all honesty, could have lost it 3-0. Mm-hmm. And the next year, we lost lost it 2-1 and we could have won it 3-0. That's how close the game to were. Yeah. You know, there was nothing in them anyway. This 1986, we did win it 3-0, so the entire forward pack actually got picked to play against New Zealand before we played a free test series against New Zealand. My first test was actually over at Carlaw Park. I think it's a car park now. but that was my first test over there. And then my second test was back at the cricket ground. And, you know, that was one of the greatest days of my life, you know, pull on the Australian jumper at the cricket ground where you've seen so many great old footballers, you know, of the past and cricketers of the past and sit in the same room as them and, you know, get to walk out and listen to your national anthem and pull the Australian jumper on them. I mean, that's what you know, every rugby league player dreamt of back in them times. It was a great experience then to get picked on the Kangaroo Tour and go away and, you know, get to play with blokes, you know, the immortals of the game, you know, like, you know, Wally Lewis and the list goes on. Like, I think the back line that couldn't make the test side at the time, well, couldn't make even the New Zealand test, the free test series, and then these blokes eventually went away with the Kangaroo, was blokes like Gary Belcher, you know, Greg Alexander, you know, Desi Hasler, you know, Mal Meninga, Chris Bordemar, and that was the back, the boys who, how can I put it, well, they couldn't fit into the side.
Yeah,
they were good enough to be in the side, but they couldn't fit it, and blokes like Paul Sirin and, you know, and the list just went on and on. You know, I just couldn't believe that you were playing with people of that standard, and, you know, it was a great 3 months away on the Kangaroo Tour.
All right, differentiate this then, between playing for your country and winning a competition. You missed out in 1990, went close, made the grand final. You weren't captain in 91, you had your injury concerns. I think you only played 11 or 12 games that season, but you get back and you win that game against the Raiders, 19 points to 12, and you happen to score yourself a couple of tries, Royce. So how is that different? How do you differentiate between that and playing for your country?
Well, for a start, I don't want to replay the game. You know, I don't want them to say, let's replay that game, because I don't think two tries will ever come again. So we'll just leave that out all as it is.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd scored a try for about 5 years, but anyway, shouldn't bring things up like that.
No.
I think the difference, whether you're playing for your country or, you know, or it's a grand final, I think it's just the order it comes in, you know.
Right.
I think they're all very special. I mean, you know, it was my last game. I wasn't going to play again. I hadn't won a grand final. We played in one of the previous years. I mean, I think to myself sometimes, you know, if you said to yourself, well, you know, I played X amount of first grade games and, you know, I played for the state and I, you know, played for my country and you went through a few things like that. And then at the end, the young kid said to you, and how many grand finals did you win? You said, oh, none. It leaves a bit of a spot, doesn't it? And there's so many great players that had to go through that. But I think it's just the order that come in. I think, you know, if I had won a premiership, like, say, Stevie Carter did for Penrith in his second year in grade or something, if you had won it then, playing for Australia would have become a priority. But I think it's just what order it comes in.
Sure.
They're both very special and, you know, great honour to do both of them.
Hey, Royce, you set yourself a task after that game because you famously said you wanted to have a beer with every Penrith supporter after that grand final. How did you go doing that, Royce?
Well, I've done that about twice. I was over in, I went over to Papua New Guinea to do a bit of a talk for some people over there, and they asked me that question. I said, well, that's why I'm here. I said, I've done Penrith twice, and I'm over here to get you people now. So, yeah, if I could take anything back in my life, that'd be one thing I would take back. I'd change it. Could have said I'd like to have a bet with everyone or something.
It all works. Hey, Royce, we've got to go. We've got commercial imperatives that we have to meet. Been great taking a stroll down memory lane with you. A fantastic career with the Penrith Panthers and a real cherry on top to finish as well.
All right. Ray, have you run into Winx? Tell her that I won't I won't back her.
I think Chris
Wall. I'll give her some hope.
Okay, I think Chris Wall listens to the show. He might be heartened by that. But no, she's pretty special, and it was great to have you on this morning, Roy. So great honour. Thanks so much, mate.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
There he is, Roycey Simmons, one of Penrith's favourites, and a fantastic performance for him. And I'll never forget the great Brad Fittler asking Brad Clyde on the 1991, when I think they had a kangaroo tour, they played Papua New Guinea, and he said, Brad, when are you handing back the Clive Churchill medal to Roycey Simmons?
Oh,
Brad Clyde got it in a winning, really? in a losing side. Yeah, yeah. 1353-53, the open line number. A break and then back with more.
Sky Sports Radio brings you every magical moment of the Sydney Autumn Carnival. And the TJ Smiths produced something very special.
Can he do it? Chautauqua, he's flying! Yes! There's history!
Plus, the country championship final had Coffs Harbour buzzing.
Freestanding for the Northern Rivers in Friday, and Freestanding will win it!
Everything racing, Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. or digital.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with the new black chrome finish out soon, plus vanities, toilet suites, basins, freestanding and drop-in baths, and so much more. AstiVita.com.au. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
The Vobis Gold Yearling Sale produces graduates such as Malaguera, Burning Front and Polanski. All yearlings are nominated for Super Vobis and eligible to be nominated for Vobis Gold. April 23 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue at inglis.com.au.
There's tough. And there's a new breed of tough. Introducing the new Amarok Core 4x4 from only $42,990 drive away. This impressive workhorse comes with a rigid ladder frame chassis, the largest tray in its class. And now with a new cabin design, App Connect, and rear view camera, it's a whole new breed of tough. Offer ends April 30. Conditions at Volkswagen.com.au.
What do you give the woman who gave you everything? This Mother's Day, donate to Breast Cancer Institute of Australia to receive a beautiful card to share your love with your mother. Because a world without breast cancer would be the best gift of all. Visit bestgiftofall.org.au.
To the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Yeah, great sponsors, Penrith Mazda. Also great sponsors, of course, tab.com.au, and Trent Lanscale is representing that organisation this morning. G'day, Trent.
Good morning to you, Jimmy.
Now, you better get stuck into these NRL matches that are remaining. Apparently better the year, according to Sauber. Parramatta plus the 2.5.
Well, I know he's not a fan of the Warriors, so I can understand that. But 2 o'clock at Mount Smart Stadium, we've got the Warriors $1.60 and Parramatta $2.35. The line is 2.5. Just the favourite options in margin betting. The Warriors 1-12 at $2.90 and then 13 plus at $3.10. Semi Radradra, the $7 favourite to score the first try, with David Fusatua and Ken Malmolo at 9. And then 4 o'clock at Amy Park in the grand final rematch. Melbourne $1.50, Cronulla $2.60, the line 4.5. Favourite options for the margin, the Storm 1-12, $2.60, and the Sharks 1-12, $3.40. Then you have Josh Adokar and Suliasi Vunivalu, $7 equal favourites to score the first try, with Billy Slater, $9.
Hey, Trent, it's a decent game between a couple of old sparring partners at the MCG this afternoon.
Oh, please.
Well, one of them's not going too well, Ray. One of them's actually 2-0, but it's not your boys. But $3.20 at the MCG, Carlton, $3.20, and Essendon $1.35. The line 19.5. The margin betting, well, the Bombers under 39.5. That's the favourite option, $1.85, and Joe Danaher, the $8 favourite to kick the first goal. The first of the round three matches to be played today, a 1-10 start at Etihad Stadium, St Kilda $1.15. The Brisbane Lions $5.50, the line 34.5, and the Saints over 39.5, the favourite way at $2.05, with Nick Revolt, the $8.50 favourite to kick the first goal. And then the twilight match, $4.40 at Metricon Stadium. Gold Coast $3.10, and Hawthorn also winless, $1.37, the line 19.5. Margin betting there, you've got the Hawks under 39.5 at $2.30, and Tom Lynch and Jared Revolt, they're the $9 equal favourites to kick the first goal.
Trent, if you do nothing else this weekend, please get my Manchester United home.
Well, that is the first of the two matches in round 32 of the EPL tonight. Jimmy, 10:30, they are $1.33, they should be. With Sunderland at $11, the draw $4.50. In the 1 o'clock match, Everton are $1.70 at home to Leicester City. In the A-League, there is the third F3 derby of the season at 5 o'clock in Gosford. Not much in the betting. Central Coast $2.50, the draw $3.50, and Newcastle $2.60. And just an update on the Masters, fellas. They've just finished the third round. Justin Rose, a co-leader at 6 under, and Jordan Spieth at 4 under. They are each $4. Ricky Fowler at 5 under and Sergio Garcia at 6 under, both $5.50. Adam Scott at 3 under, $12. Ryan Moore at 4 under, $15. And then it's $21 or better the rest. So to bet on the Masters, you do have to call 133-390. But for everything else, you can head to tab.com.au.
Great job, Trent, as per usual. Appreciate that, mate. We'll speak next week.
Thanks, guys.
Trent Lanscale there from tab.com.au.
It's somewhat from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat a length clear from Happy Clapper. It's somewhat hanging on. He wins the Doncaster, a half length to Happy Clapper.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Well, everyone wanted to doubt the credentials of the St George Illawarra Dragons. Said there was a soft draw and that was going to be D-Day at Lotto Land yesterday.
Rose of the challenge. Yes,
oh, did they what? 35 points to 10 against the Seagulls. And you could argue that he's had his best game ever at NRL level. I'm talking about the experienced Josh McCrone, one of tomorrow's finest. He joins us on the line. G'day, Josh.
How you going, Jimmy?
Yeah, really well. Congratulations on the team performance. But individually, Josh, was that your best game you've ever played at NRL level?
Well, it's up there.
Yeah.
I'll take it. Yeah, probably. Most try since I've had anyway.
It was a good
team effort too to get the win, so well, we did.
Yeah, good morning, Josh. Yeah, 4 try assists and that 35-10 win by the Dragons. There must be a great feeling around the club at the moment, Josh.
Yeah, it's definitely a different week to lose, and that fortunately we've only had that one loss, but the week that we had after Parramatta loss was a long week, so I think the boys enjoy coming in and training each week after a win, so.
Josh, what's the difference? You know, a lot of people want to talk about, oh, the forwards are travelling really well and the halves are being able to play what's in front of them. What's the biggest difference between what the Dragons were doing in 2016 and what they're doing in 2017?
I think we just simplified everything. We just gone back to playing footy. That's what got us where we are at the minute, being in our role play. So just eyes up, see what's in front of us. And the big boys, we're lucky enough to have a fairly mobile big pack, so just give them the ball and let them run, let them do what they do best. So just giving a bit of freedom back to the boys, not tying in too much structure, and I think it's working well, and confidence is just coming off the back of that, as you can see, and we're starting to play a bit more expansive.
I know it's simplistic, Josh, but when you've got a forward pack that is making so much metres as your boys are, and a really big bench that come on and make an impact as well, that must help your job at halfback.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's... Yeah, well, when any half knows there's a good forward pack rolling forward, it's pretty easy to play on the back of that. So at the moment, the boys are really buying into what they're doing, especially that the boys come off the bench with Leeson and Tarry coming on,
yep.
Bunch and even Harmay Selleck debuting yesterday come on, who was massive for us too. So it's we're probably at momentum when those boys come on, not losing anything at all.
Lots of Dragons fans ringing into the program now and getting very excited about the year ahead. I just wondered about expectations. Like, there was a lot of noise around the Dragons and their squad and Paul McGregor. What expectations did you set for the team as a team for 2017, Josh?
Well, personally, I didn't really go with any expectations. It's a bit of a funny one. Obviously, I've been in teams that had fairly good momentum before, and everything just seems to run off the back of that. But I knew we had enough skill, we had the plays here to be fairly successful. But in saying that, it's only around 6 weeks, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. But I knew we were capable of doing what we're doing now. But I'd sort of wait and see how the confidence built first,
yep,
before building expectation. Yeah.
Tough month coming up. It's never an easy game, I guess, in NRL these days, Josh. But the Cowboys next, then the Roosters in that big Anzac Day game, on then the Storm. But That win yesterday away from home at Lotto Land must give the team even more confidence going into what's obviously a tough 3 or 4 weeks coming up.
Definitely, definitely. I think next week's a big game for us too, not just against the Cowboys, but we don't get the opportunity to play at Wynn Stadium, and we only have 4 games down here a year, so it's a massive game to right and wrong from what happened against Parramatta. So we're really looking to do that, keep that momentum going from last week, yeah, against Manly.
Yeah, JT might be out too.
Yeah, I've seen that. quite a little fist pump on it.
that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, the other thing I wanted to ask about, Josh, we all know that Ben Hunt is coming to the club next year. It's a huge contract, and he's been identified as the guy that's going to take the team forward. How do you feel when, I mean, it clearly hasn't affected your form?
I'm obviously off contract this year too, so I just got to let my football do the talking. If I want to play again, I'll win. Closer and closer to the 30, so he's coming. That's a decision the Cubs have made, but I hopefully can prove him wrong this year and play some good footy.
Have you got your mouth guard out when you're talking to us this morning, Josh?
I'm not mumbling that bad, am I?
To just give listeners an understanding, what is it? You've got something where you don't take your mouth guard out until you've actually had your shower, packed your bag, ready to leave the ground. Is that right?
Until I'm fully dressed after the game, yeah.
Right, so
I'll tell the boys that just in case I have a bad game, someone doesn't want to punch me in the shower. So,
where did that superstition come about, Josh?
I lost the mouth guard when I was a kid, about 12 years old. Then I'd pay for one, like properly fitted mouth guard myself. It was about $300. So she stung in a pocket. Mum said, just leave it in until you're dressed. And I've been doing it since then, so I haven't lost one since. So I've got a very good collection of mouth guards now.
Well, there you go.
It works for you, Josh.
Hey,
keep
going. Always listen to your mum. That's good advice for any up-and-comer.
Well, sometimes listen.
Fantastic. Josh, great performance personally and for the team yesterday. Good luck for that. Well, it's a big month, as Ray pointed out, coming up. And great to have you join us this morning.
Thanks, James. Thanks, Jimmy.
Josh McCrone there. Really good game for him yesterday, and good to see him doing well. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with more. It's the Big Sports Breakfast. It's the weekend edition.
Good Friday. Sky Sports Radio takes you racing all around the world. From Perth, there's racing from Ascot for the first time, plus a cavalcade of international thoroughbred and harness racing. Friday Racing is on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m. or digital.
Favourite ice cream?
Strawberry.
Species of cat?
More of a dog man.
Movie?
Easy. Die Hard. All of them.
Huh. Okay. Your favourite horse to win this weekend?
There's Wildfire. She's a great filly. Oh, and there's Black Truffle. She's a proven galloper. And you can't forget Suave Fella. He always powers home. I mean, that's like...
Can't choose between the horses you love? Bundle all the runners you love into one price. And if any of them win, you win with Tab's Bundle Bet. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Now you can get near new golf balls at a fraction of the new ball price from Everyday Golf. Top brands like Titleist, Callaway, Srixon, Bridgestone, TaylorMade and Nike at way less than you'd pay in a shop. Fill your bag with near new Titleist Pro V balls from Everyday Golf starting from just $2 each. Don't pay full retail for golf balls. Go to everydaygolf.com.au or call Everyday Golf on 1300 624562.
Rosie, mate, you're looking good. What have you been up to?
Just been shaking it.
Shaking it?
Man shaking it. See, Murph, you can lose the beer gut without losing all the beers.
I'll drink to that.
My 3 weeks' worth of the Man Shake, and I'll throw in an extra week for free. So buy now at themanshake.com.au.
The champions of racing face off for one last day at Schweppes All Age Stakes Day, Saturday, April 15 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate the finale of the Sydney Carnival with the Group 1 Schweppes All-Age Stakes and Moët & Chandon Champagne Stakes. Buy your tickets to experience hospitality and entertainment that can only be found in Sydney. Visit www.theatc.com.au.
ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. They run a very good quiz too here on a Sunday morning.
If you say so.
For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches, rings, pendants and cufflinks. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want remodeled jewellery or repair jewellery. See Alan at Z&Z, Westfield and Hurstville, and you can visit the website, znz.com.au. But go into the store because you get the personal treatment there. Alan and the team,
very good at
they
that.
Always look after you. But the website, znz.com.au, ZEDNZED.com.au. Proud sponsors of the St. George Junior Referees.
Now Rapana, big, strong, fast, away from another. Centre kicks, Austin will get a bounce here. Austin scores. Wonderful try from the machine.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Welcome back to the program. Just getting through some of these. The producer Jeremy's actually done something this morning and he's looked up some of these injuries that we were talking about. Michael Jordan had a finger laceration once during the course of his career. He cut his finger with a cigar cutter.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I never smoke. So what's a cigar cutter?
You know how you cut the cigar?
I never smoke. So yeah. Move on.
Okay, you're up there.
There's some good ones here. Brandon, is it Inge?
Yeah.
Baseball player, strained his oblique.
Yeah.
Fluffing his daughter's pillow.
He's made them up.
Yes, made them up. Chris Jeremy wouldn't do that.
Look, I tell you, one bloke who doesn't make up stuff.
No, our good man.
No, he is the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph, as you keep saying, Ray. Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Morning, Dino.
Good morning, men.
Now, were you at Lotto Land yesterday?
I wasn't, mate, no. But I did watch it, and, you know, most impressive, the Dragons, they just physically dominated Manly through the middle. Big Paul Vaughan really rocketed into Origin contention. I don't think he'll make it. That's what I'm hearing from the inside. But certainly he is a contender. And they had a couple of injuries too yesterday, so they can only get bigger and better, the Dragons.
On that point, Dino, Jonathan Thurston last night, any update on his injury?
He's having scans today, Ray. Obviously they're hoping that it isn't too serious. It didn't look great. They reckon by this afternoon they'll probably put out some sort of media statement letting the fans know exactly how long he will be missing for.
Jimmy thinks it's a calf muscle injury, is that
apparently correct? It's calf muscle injury, and
it's correct, yes.
But it looked a bad one.
Yeah,
so
that can be 4 to 6 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if it's, you know, look, if it is 4 to 6 on the higher side, I guess it would put certainly out of the test match, and
yes,
there'd be some concern for Thurston going into Origin. For Queensland side already down, Matt Scott and Greg Inglis.
Suddenly the sun is shining a bit brighter, isn't it?
We heard Josh McCrone was doing a little fist pump this morning. Maybe you, Dean, because I know you are part of the New South Wales extended squad there for State of Origin. You'd be doing a little fist pump too.
Jimmy, I'm just patriotic, unlike you.
Hey, hang on, I go for them, but I don't talk to them like as we and us.
Well, I get carried away sometimes.
Right, fair enough.
Just get a bit excited.
There. Mitchell Moses, if you were the Tigers, would you release him to Parramatta in 2017?
I think they will, Jimmy. Look, with Luke Brooks out last night, they were never going to let him go before the Cowboys game. And I know for a fact that they won't let him go before Easter Monday because they're playing Parramatta, and nothing more certain than night follows day that if he was playing for Parramatta, they'd score the match-winning try and there'd be uproar. Mm. So I think they'll get through Easter. And after that, look, if Mitchell Moses agitates enough, they'll probably let him go. Look, I've got a little bit of sympathy for the football department. Ivan Cleary came. He's been criticised for withdrawing the offer for Mitchell Moses. But look, when they got the salary cap figures, they just realised they couldn't squeeze all four in. They wanted to prioritise Woods and Tedesco, and something had to give. I think they were just doing their due diligence. As much as it was hurtful for Moses and it caused a hell of a ruckus during the week, I think financially they were just being prudent.
Are you sure Tedesco and Woods are going to stay?
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, I wrote the story during the week that the Roosters are back in there, the Bulldogs are back in there. Rumours are rife that Woods will go to Belmore. Mind you, the rumour mill is in overdrive this week, but certainly Woods is a player that the Dogs would love. He's good mates with David Clemmer. But, mate, if you have the rumour mill, if it's right, the Dogs are supposed to be getting Woods, Tedesco on four, and they're just, I just, for the life of me, can't work out how they could possibly fit those three, even if they shed a few players.
Put Cronk in as well.
And Cronk in as well,
yeah.
Hey, Dino, that loss by Panthers at Melbourne last week has been pretty costly in more ways than one. Moylan and a couple of his little men out having a few drinks after team curfew. They get dropped. Penrith lose an important game against Rabbitohs, 21-20.
Yeah, Ray, I want to stick up for Anthony Drifnir. I think he did the right
thing. I'm not bagging it. I'm not criticising. I'm just saying it was a costly loss in more ways than one.
I know Buzz Rossfield took to Twitter and was having saying that he thought it was the wrong decision. And obviously, you know, Buzz has been told his opinion. But I think you have to lay the foundations for discipline in a rugby league club. And
absolutely.
Look, it was a very courageous decision to drop your skipper. Look, they didn't do anything wrong, let's be fair. They weren't out misbehaving in Melbourne, but they did miss curfew. The curfew, I'm told, was only 10:30, so it was a fairly early curfew.
Oh, hang on, we're blaming the curfew now, are we?
No, let me finish, Jim. I was just going to say, I know that Griffin was exceptionally disappointed with their loss. It was a 20-point loss, and he was in no mood to give them too much slack, and good luck to him for that.
Oh, I think they've done exactly the right thing in setting standards throughout their club. Any other news around, mate?
Yeah, there's a big four. Obviously, he's been discussed quite heavily, Jimmy, but there's another player, David Nofaluma, at the Tigers. He's in contract talks as well. He's been a bit forgotten out there, but he's been in good form this year. So amid all the drama of trying to keep the four of them, there's now sort of like a 50, you could say, who's hovering around the edges looking for a new deal. I can confirm Will Hopewadi is on the open market. The Bulldogs are shopping him around.
Right.
Michael Gordon over at the Roosters, it's an interesting one here. He's looking for a one-year extension. So if they do get Tedesco, whether they have to juggle a few things as to whether they want to keep a Gordon and or give him an extension. Look, he's a great goal kicker, and I'm sure he could quite easily fit onto the wing there. But again, with Tedesco going, the last time Tedesco and the Roosters spoke, guys, it was a five-year deal. They were conjuring up worth $6 million. So again, the Roosters would have to find some room in their cap. Someone's going to have to go, whether that's Blake Ferguson, Sean Kenny-Dow. I guess time will tell. And just finally, guys, I was speaking to Laurie Daly during the week. There's been a lot of talk around that the Blues might go for a makeshift hooker dummy half, given Robbie Farah's form has been modest and Peter Wallace probably won't be looked at. But Daly said no one in the world. He's not going to go in an Origin game with a Mitchell Pearce at dummy half or a Josh Reynolds. It'll be a specialist hooker. At the moment, we discussed it last week, there's not a lot around.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, Dino, a couple of big games today, Warriors Hills, particularly the grand final replay, Storm versus Sharks. Any team changes, mate?
Yeah, there are a couple, Ray. It's New Zealand, the Warriors at Mount Smart. It's 2 p.m. kickoff. Bodine Thompson was in some doubt for the Warriors. I think you'll find he's been cleared to play. The big news for Parramatta, Bevan French, the fullback, out knee injury. Looks like it'll be up to 4 weeks. There's contrasting stories about who will actually replace him, but I'm hearing it will be Josh Hoffman to fullback, Kirasam Ava'e onto the wing, George Jennings onto the bench. And I think on the Eels bench, you'll find that Daniel Avare will drop out. And that grand final replay, the 4 o'clock game down there in Melbourne, should be an absolute ripper. Jordan McLean back for Melbourne's Storm, a boost there. No changes apart from that. And, of course, the Sharks, they travel to Melbourne unchanged as well.
Good on you, Dino. Got a fly, mate. We'll speak next Sunday.
Thanks, man. All the best.
See you, mate. Bulldog Richie there with all the latest in the world of rugby league. To give us our sports update, it's time now to say good morning for the second time to Tanya.
Thanks, boys. Good morning, everyone. Checking the leaderboard after the third round of the Masters Golf this morning. Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia are co-leaders at 6 under. One shot back is Ricky Fowler. At 4 under, Jordan Spieth, Ryan Moore and Charlie Hoffman. Adam Scott is best of the Aussies at -3. And way down at +3 is Jason Day. Well, as it so often happens, a change is as good as a holiday, and the West Tigers made the most of their change to coach Ivan Cleary, knocking over the Cowboys in the NRL match in Townsville last night, 26-16, scoring 5-3. The night further soured, however, for the Cowboys when Jonathan Thurston went off in the final minutes with a calf injury. Elsewhere, Canberra thrashed the Gold Coast 42-16, and the Dragons' season goes from strength to strength with a 35-10 win over Manly, the Red V currently on top of the table. Today, the Warriors play Parramatta at 2, and the grand final replay, Melbourne and Cronulla at Amy Park at 4. A-League scores, and Wellington and Sydney FC drew 1-1. The Wanderers and Melbourne victory 0-0. Perth 3 beat Brisbane 1. Today, the Central Coast play Newcastle with no bearing on the finals. So in the second last round, the top six have already been decided. Just the order may change. It's Sydney FC, Melbourne City, Melbourne victory, Brisbane, Perth and the Wanderers. A solid 109-67 win for GWS over the Kangaroos in the AFL yesterday, but coach Leon Cameron says two big wins over the last 2 weeks hasn't taken the sting out of their first round 56-point loss to Adelaide. Meantime, Richmond beat West Coast, Geelong over Melbourne, Adelaide over Port Melbourne, and a massive upset with Fremantle defeating the Premiers, the Western Bulldogs, 98-73. In Super Rugby, the Brumbies beat the Reds 43-10 in Canberra last night, scoring 33 points to nil in the second half. The Sunwolves had their first win of the season with a 21-20 win over the Bulls. The Highlanders 26, the Blues 20, Sharks 18 beat the Jaguars 13, and the Stormers 34 over the Chiefs 26. A red-hot Nick Kyrgios will take on American Jack Sock in the first of the reverse singles in the Davis Cup tie in Brisbane this afternoon around 12. The Aussies lead the tie 2-1 after winning both singles matches but losing the doubles. In the second match, Jordan Thompson will play John Isner, and the winner of the tie will go on to play either Belgium or Italy in the semi-final in September. Supercar drivers will again have to navigate wild weather on the final day of the supercar round in Tasmania. Rain is being forecast throughout the day. The schedule sees qualifying set for 11:30 ahead of the 200-kilometre race 4 at 2:05. One for Arthur powered away from the Grand National field to deliver just the second Scottish success in the famous race's long history, ridden by Derek Fox, who only returned to action this week, less than a month after fracturing his wrist. His trainer Lucinda Russell becomes the fourth woman to train a national winner. Competition leaders the Giants survived a scare from the Queensland Firebirds, winning 55-51 in last night's Super Netball match on the Gold Coast. A tough game today for the Swifts. They take on the Sunshine Coast Lightning in Sydney. And Chelsea maintained its 7-point lead atop the Premier League with 3-1 away win over Bournemouth. Tottenham 4 beat Watford 0, Man City 3, Hull 1, Middlesbrough and Burnley 0 all, Stoke 1, Liverpool 2, West Brom 0, Southampton 1, West Ham 1, Swansea 0. Just teaming with the theme boys just quickly on the day's topic. On Wednesday night, my son had his grand final for basketball, and at school during the day playing lacrosse, sprained his ankle. So missed the grand final.
1 minute, poor kid.
Yeah, we strapped him up, Ray, didn't we? And we Voltaren'd him, and we did all the best we can. He went on, and he only got a minute and a half or 2 minutes.
Did they win?
No, they lost. I know. But as heartbreaking as it was for him, it's 10 times worse for a parent. As you know, Jimmy, now your boy's playing rugby league.
Absolutely.
It's tough watching it, isn't it?
I missed it yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Very disappointing. Yeah. Thank you, Tanya.
No worries.
Appreciate that.
The Smith household.
Listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
He's been slumming it around the elite golf courses of Sydney. Now he finds himself at the Masters.
Massive bucket
Thanks
list item.
Very much. Paul Gow, Sky Sports Radio's number one golf man. Hello, mate.
Oh, yeah, g'day. Yeah, tough job I got. Someone had to do it.
No, it's fantastic. Hey, mate, I want to ask you this. Justin Rose and Sergio Garcia lead after the completed third round at 6-under. We're trying to work out here, do we want Sergio to win a Masters or not?
I mean,
what sort of reputation does he have on
win
the tour?
A major.
Oh, well, no, he's a nice fellow. Everyone, all the players like him. He's been a Windsor over the years and complained about everything. And he's a childhood prodigy who basically was given everything when he started playing. And it's just a star from a young age. And you know, I think he got caught up in that. But he's getting older. And today, he's handling himself exceptionally well. Normally, on a Saturday at the Masters, I think his average was 3 or 4 over par. But not today. So he's handling himself exceptionally well. But no, we don't want him to win. We want Adam Scott to win.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, what do they say about Saturday, Paul? It's moving day at the Masters. Well, Justin Rose made a significant move. Jordan Spieth, though, and Adam Scott, they're also very much in touch.
Yeah, well, Jordan Spieth, he just loves this place. He played exceptionally well. He had a bad day on day one, as did Adam Scott. But today, it just looks like he just loves this place. He's not the best ball striker out there. He's an exceptional player. But today, from tee to green, he's played as good as anyone in the field. So expect to see him somewhere near the lead with 9 holes to go.
We want Adam Scott to win, but who do you think will win, Paul Gow?
Yeah, I think Adam Scott. He's playing himself into form. He normally doesn't play the week before Augusta, but he played Houston, shot 68, and missed the cut. Hard work. Progressive has been getting better each day, and positive words, he putted better without holding putt. So that's a good sign. All for Adam the way he starts. I think he's part of the first and 30th and even an eagle, and that's half some of the holes will be going to take. I think he's a massive fan. It's a great leaderboard. You know, sit up there, Charlie Hoffman, that you guys probably wouldn't know. He's won $29 million on the US tour, so he's no slouch. He's going to go at him too. So it'll be a great day of play tomorrow.
Well, actually, Hoffman got it to 7-under, didn't he, at one stage, Paul? But he's come back to back to 4-under. Adam Scott's bogey-free round, and as you see, he's a confidence player, isn't he, Paul?
Well, he is, and we've just got to watch him cut. We've watched him just sort of miss on edges over the years, but he hit some real solid putts that went into a good pace today. So it's a game of confidence, and guys like Jordan Spieth have got plenty of confidence, but you can't, leave. Sergio up the top of the leaderboard there, and Justin Rose, who was a major champion, but all the players want to win Augusta, don't they? So he's got to sleep on the lead. Sergio's got to sleep on the lead, and Adam Scott, he's behind it. He's flying under the radar. He could be in the end.
People don't want to win it. They just want to get there, which is what you've done. Outstanding, Gary. We've got to fly, mate. Appreciate your time. Really, really good of you.
All right, boys, 3:30 on Fox Sports tomorrow morning, Eastern Time.
Yeah, look forward to that, 3:30 Fox Sports. Justin Rose is at $4, along with Jordan Spieth. Ricky Fowler at $5.50 with Sergio Garcia. Adam Scott, Paul Gow's tip, is $12 at tab.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio previews one of Greyhound Racing's most prestigious events this Monday morning. With the Golden Easter Egg finalists locked away, Mark Duclos delivers you the winning mail. Going Greyhound's Easter Egg preview, Monday morning at 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Join us for the last ever sale at Newmarket, featuring weanlings from proven sires, first crop weanlings and broodmares in foal to top shelf stallions. The 2017 Australian Broodmare and Weanling Sale, April 10 to 12. Catalogue available at inglis.com.au.
In just a few months, English Premier League giants Arsenal will play back-to-back blockbusters against Sydney's finest. On Thursday, July 13, the Gunners will battle it out with Sydney FC. Then on Saturday, July 15, Arsenal take on the Western Sydney Wanderers. These two thrilling games are at ANZ Stadium. The final release of tickets is on sale now. Some great seats still available, but get in quick. They're selling fast. Go to Ticketek.com.au to secure your seat now.
There's a medical problem affecting millions of men, but we don't talk about it. Let's call them performance problems, and problems getting or maintaining a, well, you get it. Thing is, most guys would rather suffer in silence than risk an embarrassing appointment with a doctor or chemist. But there may be a cure, and finding it is as easy as talking to the professionals at Men's Health Clinic. Visit mhc.com.au or call 133-MHC to get this fixed today. Men's Health Clinic, 133-MHC.
You're listening to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the BT50 experts. More than 300 new Mazdas in stock over 5 acres at Mulgoa Road, Penrith.
Bobby Cruikshank from golf, right? He knocked himself unconscious. He flipped a club in the air in celebration. The club landed on his head. These are true, allegedly.
What about Ricky Henderson? Baseball.
Good player.
Yeah, he was. Suffered frostbite.
Mm-hmm.
He fell asleep with an ice pack on.
That's outrageous. Well, I'll tell you what.
There's one more. I'll do one more.
Yeah,
sorry.
Do one more.
Darius Vassell.
Yeah.
Heard of him?
He played in the NBA, didn't he?
Correct. NFL.
Yeah.
Toe infection.
Right.
He tried to pop a blood blister with a power drill.
I tell you one bloke who'd never pop a blood blister with a power drill. That's Scotty Foster from Steve Foster and Sons. He's too smart for that. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, boy. Very, very, very handy too, Jimmy. So I try not to get myself with a drill or anything like that.
Are you a bit of a handyman, are you?
Yeah, mate. I don't mind doing things myself.
Yeah, I've heard that about you, Scotty. Anyway, let's get to this car that you've got, mate. It's a 2007
Ford.
Yes, sedan.
It's a beautiful-looking car. As you said, it's a 2007 Ford Falcon ES sedan. It's a one-owner with only 81,000 kilometres. It has logbooks with complete service history. Now, the ES is a dedicated gas, limited-edition vehicle, so it's extremely economical, very reliable, and of course, it's packed with the safety options to keep your family safe. It also comes with alloy and a rear spoiler being the limited edition. So the car isn't only cheap to run, it's also very appealing to the eye. It's dark grey in colour, it comes with tinted windows, and is one very nice car to drive. So this is a new arrival, boys. There's no photos on the website yet, but it's an absolute steal today for the listeners. It's just $7,990 drive away. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au. Now, the car and all the details are there, but there just might not be a photo yet. But it's one low-kilometre car that will sell fast. So be quick and call 963-75024 because you don't want to miss out on this one.
Yeah, that's an absolute steal, isn't it, Scotty? But if any of our listeners need any finance packages or help with finance, you're the right man to go to there too, Scotty.
We certainly are, eh? And